So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Max Simon is the CEO of a company called Greenflower, which offers online education and certification for people who are interested in the medical marijuana business. KRMG's Russell Mills talks to Simon about how he got started.
I see that Tulsa Community College has several offerings that they plan to put on their calendar. They include... I'm pulling up the email as I slowly speak. Mm-hmm. Cannabis, healthcare, and medicine, because obviously it's medical cannabis here in Oklahoma. Cannabis agriculture and horticulture, because you got to grow it. It's a plant. Business of cannabis. Cannabis compliance and risk management. That's a big thing. And cannabis product development and design. Those are the different courses. Now, are all these courses going to be offered like simultaneously, and do we expect that there'll be enough people to actually fill those classes?
That's right. They're all, the benefit of these programs though is that they're all completely online, and they're what's called asynchronous, which means that even though everybody's going through them together, you can go through them at your own pace and on your own time. That said, we do have instructors that are there participating with the students and making sure the students are doing the assignments and answering questions and kind of facilitating the program. So, all the programs are happening simultaneously, but we have those, all those programs will begin, I think it's November 12th. I maybe got to double check the date, but somewhere in November.
Okay. And how did you find yourself in this business, Max, if you don't mind me asking? Like, how did you go, you know what, I need to go out and teach the world how to run a cannabis business?
Yeah. Personally, I've had a very long, multi-decade medical cannabis relationship with the plant. I was diagnosed with kind of ADHD very, very young in my life and prescribed pharmaceuticals and medications that candidly made me feel awful. And when I was young, I discovered cannabis and really felt like this was a medicine for me, even at a very early age. And so I've actually been using cannabis as a medical patient now for multiple decades. And now that I'm even more well-educated, I genuinely and deeply understand the power of this particular plant as a medicine. So that's my personal background. I have a long personal relationship as a medical patient with cannabis, and you know, was one of the early medical patients here in California as well in the 90s. And then professionally, my whole career has been in online education. And so it was about 2014, and I had just exited a company and was looking for the next thing to do. And a friend of mine kind of suggested that I look at cannabis. And when I did, I saw that this was going to be an enormous industry. It was just being born as a legal industry. And also, I understood that people were misinformed and miseducated, and there was a lot of stigma and misunderstanding about it. And that's where education, really, that's the role education plays. So I started Greenflower way back in 2014, but it took us all the way until 2019 to even get our first school to be willing to offer these cannabis educational opportunities. And then we got our first school, and it was a smashing success. And we've gone from zero to 63 institutions now in 2024.
Wow. So when it rains, it pours. So who was the first school?
If you can believe it, it was Florida Atlantic University, FAU.
Florida Atlantic University. And they're like, what the hell? We'll give it a shot.
That's right.
And then I guess maybe other people heard about it at that point, or to what do you attribute, or was it just simply the fact that states are are just clearing the path for legal, medical cannabis? Was it or a combination of the both? Luck? What do you attribute the rapid growth to?
A whole slew of reasons. I mean, one, when I started, it was legal in 3 states, and now it's adult use legal in 24 states and medically legal in 44 states. Hmm. So, the legalization movement has continued to sweep the nation, number one. Number two, there's well over 450,000 people working in the industry today. And that's up from, I think it was probably less than 100,000 when I started. So the industry is growing, at a very fast pace. And third, it's a very complex industry, not just in terms of the mechanics of the industry, meaning like the growing and the processing and, the retail side, but also the compliance side. So heavy-handed as a compliance business. And so when you have a very complex industry that's growing very quickly, that needs a lot of well-trained people, that's the role of education. And so that's been our pitch to schools all along, is we understand this is stigmatized and we understand that, not everybody thinks favorably about this, but you can't deny the fact that it's a very fast growing industry that's very complex and requires really skilled people to operate. It is a medical product. In Oklahoma especially. And thus, you need well-trained people to do that. And we've developed over these 10 years now what have become an industry standard for certifications in these different sectors. That's the kind of origin of it all.
So do you base your curriculum, it must vary from state to state, and I'm thinking here specifically of the compliance and risk management wing of this course, because it's going to be different from state to state. It is very, very different the way Oklahoma handles medical cannabis as opposed to Arkansas or Texas, which I think it's not even legal yet in Texas. Or then there's Colorado. There's a little piece of Oklahoma that actually touches the Colorado state line. And boy, they went just full on Wild West there, So very different approach, right?
Yeah. Probably the even more important thing is to understand that there's so many different sectors in the cannabis industry. As you said, and this is why the programs are designed the way they are, is there's the agriculture side. So somebody has to grow the plant, and, probably doesn't need to be included in the article, but needs to be said that you can grow this plant in a whole slew of different ways and for different purposes and for different reasons. Not like you're just growing a tomato, you can grow it for so many different purposes. And so it's complex. So you got to teach people how to grow it. Then once they grow it, to turn it into cannabis as a product category is also very unique. Beer, you drink beer. But in cannabis, you have products that range everything from, the raw flower that can be smoked or vaporized, to concentrates that can be vaporized or added into other delivery methods, to all these edibles and consumables that drinks that you can eat, basically, all the way to topicals and tinctures and patches. This one product type is turned into literally over a dozen different product categories. So that takes science, formulation understanding, extraction knowledge, and it is a very resinous, sticky substance, so that creates an additional level of challenge. It's not water soluble, as an example. So, we have courses on basically extraction, product development, and design. How do you take that raw plant material and turn them into finished products? Then you have to get those products into the business. Right. And so we have a cannabis business program, which is all about the nuances of the license types and supply chain, the restrictions around advertising, the regulations that happen at the federal, state, and local levels. There's so much to learn about the business of cannabis. So that's one of our most popular programs. We have a business program. Then you need to make sure that you are serving patients. And so we have a medical program. And that goes really deep into product knowledge. It goes deep into how cannabis works within the body and all the ways you can use it both medicinally and recreationally to understand, you know, the dosing protocols and the cannabinoid protocols and the delivery methods and how each of them affect you uniquely. You know, unfortunately, everybody knows somebody who's had a terrible experience with edibles. And it's an example of a lack of good knowledge and guidance to make sure that people understand what they're consuming and how they're consuming it and what the right dose is and all those things. So we have a medical program. And then finally, as you said, you know, we have a compliance program, which is really about understanding the whole compliance framework at every level, federal level, state level, and local level. And then that program actually really goes deep into it's called a kind of a risk management protocol for cannabis businesses, so that you can teach these operators really how to kind of create a compliant business that doesn't consume people all the time in terms of costs and unexpected surprises and that kind of thing. So, you know, again, the programs are designed and customized to the industry, but to each individual sector of the industry, because these are all roles that people play today. These are, you know, these are jobs that people take right now. And our goal was to kind of help people find their place and then give them the skills and the knowledge and the credibility to really be a trusted cannabis professional.
And in Oklahoma, we saw this, and I don't know how much you know about how medical marijuana came to be legal in Oklahoma. It was a state question, which was opposed by every lawmaker, I think, in the state. Every attorney general, every sheriff, every state representative, senator, all five of the congressional delegation, everybody was against it, except the people of Oklahoma, who passed it overwhelmingly,
right,
by like 57%.
Right. Okay. I don't have any evidence of this, but I heard from somebody that I trust that Oklahoma had more cannabis licenses per capita than anywhere else.
I think that's absolutely true. Probably anywhere on the planet. And it's because, again, it was largely unregulated. If you had the $250 or whatever and could prove you lived in Oklahoma, you're good to go. Now, that has been largely curtailed. I will tell you, Max, that they have tightened that up considerably. And now, you have to undergo some training to be just to be an employee at a cannabis dispensary. So that's where your program really comes. This is one of the reasons that I was real interested in this interview, is because folks who want to get into the business now got to have the training, got to be cleared and allowed to do it. They've got to be licensed to do it. And I noticed on the thing that TCC sent over here, the average annual pay for someone in Oklahoma working in the cannabis industry is north of $72,000 a year. They're good jobs.
Yeah. It's a really amazing and complex industry to navigate because the reality is it's coming from an underground illegal place. And that means that the only people that have actually operated have come from this underground illegal
marketplace. Yep.
And so now you're being asked to be in what's arguably the most heavily regulated space that exists. And if you just think about the discrepancy of thinking there, right?
Oh, 100%.
It's so easy to see why it was very chaotic in the beginning. And it's also very easy to see then why programs like what we have at TCC are now so important. Because you could have a whole lifetime of cannabis experience, but still have absolutely no clue how to navigate this new regulated marketplace.
Yep. How to deal with the, you know, Oklahoma Management and Enterprise Services, how to deal with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority, how to deal with the Oklahoma Tax Commission and the Labor Commission. And no, it's definitely 100%. I'm following.
And then you can flip it the other way too. People that are, you know, entrepreneurial or opportunistic or even just cannabis consumers that now want to be a part of this industry, you actually also now have to learn about cannabis.
Right.
And I keep saying this whole thing about it being unique because it is a very unique plant. It's not like any other plant or vegetable that exists in our society because of the immense amount of variations that this particular plant can yield. And so people need to really learn and understand it. So that's why education is so mission critical, because it doesn't matter whether you come from the cannabis side or the non-cannabis side, there's a lot to learn here.
Yep.
And if you're going to be successful, yeah, it's important to get credible education.
So are there any other schools in Oklahoma that are working with you guys?
They're not. No, TCC is the only one in Oklahoma.
And how did that happen? Did they approach you? Did you approach them? And they went, oh, gosh, yes, we need that. Or how did that happen?
You know what? I don't know how it was originated. We actually, at this stage, are so kind of out there in the world of higher education that we could have met them at a conference. They could have contacted us. We could have contacted them. I'm not really sure. We've, you know, because of how kind of, I don't know, how unusual the Oklahoma market developed, we've been looking for a partner in Oklahoma, you know, since the beginning, though. And so we're real happy that TCC came forward because, you know, just like all of your politicians, there is a stigma here still.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there's a misconception here, and it takes
drugs
a level of
okay.
courage. Yeah, it takes a level of courage for, you know, a school, a trusted institution to say, you know, hey, we're gonna participate in training the workforce here. So we're real grateful for TCC because it's a bold move to make. But, you know, one thing that we've found now after these 60-odd partnerships is that there's a lot of concern up front, but once we launch, it's almost universally positive and well-received. The school gets a lot of positive attention just like this. You know, you and I are talking about the school.
Yep.
The students love it. Good God. You know, we get so much excitement and engagement from students, and it provides another pathway for these schools to offer training and workforce development. So it's very universally well-received once they can get to the place of saying yes, but you know, I'm not going to lie, getting to that place of saying yes takes a lot of courage and consideration and time. And it doesn't happen overnight. Usually really takes some muscle to get these, you know, these partnerships formed.
You know, there's a higher education joke there. I'm going to let it just sit there and people can make up their own. But I am interested to know, does this come as Like, how do people sign up? Do they just sign up as a regular course, like they would sign up for any course at TCC? Is there a special way they have to go about it? Is there additional fees or costs or anything associated with this that wouldn't be associated with any other class? Or does it work like any class that they would offer at TCC? Or do you know?
Yeah, no, I do know. So because this is actually still federally illegal, we have to run these programs through the Continuing Education Department. So these are available to anybody. That's the benefit of being offered through continuing education, is that you don't even have to be a student of TCC. Anybody can take them. But they are separate programs that have to be paid for separately from people. And we have actually two at TCC now. We have two sets of programs. We have all the ones we've talked about, which are the newest ones. They're about 6 months long. I got to check. The school sets the price, but I think they're like a $2,750 or something like that, $2,800 maybe.
Okay.
And then we have a separate set of programs at TCC, which is 9-week workforce programs. And those, I believe, are around $800. And those are for people that are just very clear. I want to work in cultivation. I want to work in retail, or I want to work in kind of manufacturing. And it's just the skill sets needed to kind of work in those areas. So we have here the, I don't know if you can write this down, but the website is cannabiseducation.tulsacc.edu.
Max Simon, CEO of Greenflower Company. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.